the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So why would Piers Morgan have this guy on? Well, because Piers is trying to have gun control, and he's trying to make anybody who believes in guns and believes in the Second Amendment as not something about sports, but to be able to be a deterrent to an out-of-control government, look like a madman. So now they immediately books the madman and makes him look like a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's not a conservative. I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist.
Well, he's a libertarian in many ways. There's Glenn Beck talking about the gun control debate, the big explosion when Piers Morgan the other night attempted to interview Alex Jones. Alex had been stopped earlier in the day, this has nothing to do with anything, for not taking off his shoes at the airport. Anyway, Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into Wednesday, the 9th of January, in our Talk Radio Review, which will focus in large part on the continuing, in part because of Alex Jones and his position among people. There is a lot of regard for Alex Jones more and more as time goes on. He was pretty involved in the Charlie Sheen thing. Remember that from last year? So now we have gun control front and center. Is there anything new in the debate? Well, we'll find out as we go through this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Participate as you will at 888-302-3684. New number for the countdown is 888-302-DOUG. Here's more of that interview or debate or whatever you want to call it with Piers Morgan on CNN. He's got Alex Jones, who, by the way, was invited because he said on his program that Morgan ought to be deported because, among other things, of his views on gun control. So here's some more of that discussion.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them. Don't you want to protect your wife from hoodlums, or you want to call the police?
Let me ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein tell 60
Alex.
Minutes that she plans
Alex.
To try
Alex.
To take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns?
Stop talking over me.
You guys want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does.
I don't.
Gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand
First
what
you register, then you confiscate.
No.
Always done the same.
Here's what the campaign on this
Well, here, give me your little cue cards, and I'll answer your questions for
What
you.
Was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for
we
you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again. But statistically, they're using very low percentage of shootings,
but
period.
Are you seeing
people wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws, even though great white
Alex,
sharks kill five people
Alex,
a year.
Alex.
You're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last three
and that's right.
mass shootings.
And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you
and
not?
So did Mao.
Why would you?
Why is the government armed to the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't
What
have,
about Fast and Furious?
Alex.
Why do our government ship guns into
down.
Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the
I
Second
get
Amendment?
I get accused.
Why they blow up building
Alex,
7 down the street here
Alex,
in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle? Why
I mean,
do
I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why
I'll tell you why.
Them?
Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
That's all the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
Don't commit
them?
Suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Mm-hmm. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America should everyone in America
yes.
therefore have,
yes.
have an AR-15 if they want one?
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. Mm-hmm. The highest crime is in Bloomberg.
But you have the most
controlled
guns
areas.
Of any of the 23 richest countries in the world, and you have
12 America was born
gun
on guns and whiskey.
Right, but
it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but
said that America has the most
knives
guns
kill three times more. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Mm-hmm. Knives, bats, rocks
assault guns.
kill many, many
let's
times
talk,
more.
Alex, let's talk
it's
about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the
right.
knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on Senate
Hillary. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you want to get rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide. Not automobile accident, not cancer.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay. So I heard and saw some of this yesterday. Listening to more of it now, I find it annoying. What do you think? And I'm not sure who I'm annoyed at, frankly, but I know listening to Alex, who has that approach sometimes, there's nothing there. Everybody's talking at each other or by each other, and there's nothing to be learned. Alex is performing and making a name for himself. More and more people are interested. I happen to like some of the things that he does, but I don't care for that style, and I wonder whether you do or not, because nothing comes of it. Okay, so maybe I don't even find it entertaining. I find it annoying. Well, what about you? 888-302-3684. And Alex is trying to make him and Piers Morgan the issue. And Piers Morgan isn't the issue, really, and Alex Jones isn't really the issue. The issue is, what do we do about these gun deaths? And the information Alex is presenting, in large part, is accurate. But the presentation, the yelling and the screaming, Morgan is an arrogant, we understand who Morgan is, not really qualified for the type of assignment that he has there at CNN. That's why he's being moved way back in an attempt to run out his contract. Alex taking advantage of the situation and speaking to his base, as Glenn Beck speaks to his base, as Rush Limbaugh speaks to his base, I guess as I speak to my base and others, whether they're politicians or whether they're people on the radio or television, they have a base. So, again, I don't want to make either of these two guys the issue because they are not. There are a lot of things that are going on in the gun debate. I was looking at Gifford's name. Gabby Giffords has taken to the streets to come up with a plan to take on the gun lobby, and we'll have some information about that in a matter of moments here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great. Oh, excuse me.
Check up, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save $1 when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Too many Americans are letting our country decline without a fight.
When I recently spoke at a town meeting about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, many there had never read them, and some didn't even know what they were. They thought they were good citizens because they voted, but didn't know that we, the people, are the guardians of our own freedom. What it means to be a citizen and what America stands for are laid out in those documents. This month, I urge every family in America to set aside an hour to read them and talk about what they mean. Then we, the people, can look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty and be true defenders of freedom and opportunity in our communities. If we don't hold our government accountable, no one else will.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Line up in the queue, if you will. We'll get to your calls after we have actually quite a bit of talk radio input on all of this. We are also experiencing some of the input from talk television as well. Matter of fact, let's go back a bit to a recent conversation between Piers Morgan and Larry Pratt, who's the president of the Gun Owners of America. The two of them discuss Pratt's suggestion that teachers be armed as a way of preventing what happened at the elementary school in Connecticut.
Can you try and explain to me why you believe the answer to this is to arm teachers?
Well, the alternative is what we have seen, where people were reduced to waiting to be murdered without being able to do anything effective to protect themselves or the adults, to protect the children. So it seems so obvious that since we have concealed carry laws in all of our country now, people can get a concealed firearm, and yet we have laws that say not in schools. And so in the very places that have been sought out by monsters, such as the murderer of these adults and children, we're saying, no, we don't want you to be able to defend yourself. It's better that you just sit there and wait to be killed. And we find that morally incomprehensible and deeply disturbing that the desire to defend life has been so cast aside into whatever political correctness views guns as the ultimate evil. Evil's in our hearts, not in the guns.
Where would the teachers put the guns?
People can carry firearms in a concealed fashion, do it all the time. The law
provides for that. Wait a minute. So in a school full of 600 children, including 5 and 6 year olds, you would have teachers walking around armed, carrying the guns on them, where they may possibly fall and allow a 5 year old to pick it up and possibly misfire it. Is that your solution?
People are walking around with guns outside of schools all over our country, and we don't have those kinds of problems.
888-302-3684. Roger's listening in Eugene to KUGN. Hello, Roger. You're on the countdown.
I just wonder how, when the bullets start flying, there's going to be a guarantee that all the good guys just hit the bad guys and not hit innocent bystanders. Even in the military, we had a famous football player that got killed by friendly fire. So who's going to check afterwards, after it's all over, and figure out who got killed by good bullets and who got killed by bad bullets?
All right, so what's the solution to this problem?
The solution is not to have, you're asking me a question that they can't even answer in Washington, D.C. right now, and I don't have an answer, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like anarchy. Once the bullets start flying, you can't guarantee that you're going to just hit the bad guys.
Interesting point. All right, so thank you. 888-302 Doug, the president and some of the officials from his administration meeting with the NRA on Thursday at the White House, among a number of gun rights advocacy groups, the NRA and the Larry Pratt, who is the Gun Owners of America we just heard from, are going to Washington.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And for those of you who are not familiar with this program, maybe listening for the first time, this is the same as a music countdown program, except we take the talk radio discussions and put them into order. Every weekend is a top 10 list that comes out, and we do a review each day, though. In this circumstance, most of the hour is going to be devoted to the shootings and gun control, the discussion about that that continues, and people being killed in the country, all that sort of thing. It is amazing. I am never amazed, actually, at the number of people that come out and want to discuss this issue whenever it comes up. Here's Diane Sawyer talking to Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, about gun control and, as I suggested a few minutes earlier, the plan which will take on these people from the Gun Owners of America, the NRA, Citizens Commission for Second Amendment, whatever it is, all these gun lobbies.
It was 2 years ago that a vibrant, passionate congresswoman met her constituents in a grocery store parking lot. In just 45 seconds, a young man with a semi-automatic shot 19 people, 6 dead, including a 9-year-old little girl. In the 2 years since, it's estimated more than 57,000 adults and 5,000 children have died from a gun in the United States, including the 20 children in Newtown, Connecticut, killed by a weapon that fired 6 bullets a second. Last week, Giffords and Kelly went to try to console the families.
First couple that we spoke to, Dad took out his cell phone and showed us a picture of his daughter, and I just about lost it. You know, how did we get to the point where 85% of the children in the world that are killed with guns are killed in the United States? That is a sobering statistic. 85%.
So that's what changed for you?
Yes.
You told me before when I said, are you angry? You said no. It's life. Do you still feel that way?
No.
Do you get angry sometimes?
Yes. It's complicated.
They say it is now time for action, common sense change, led by gun owners, too.
You have a gun.
Yes.
You still have a Glock.
Yes.
Gabby and I are both gun owners. We are strong supporters of the Second Amendment.
So it is the common sense consensus you're going for.
We are, and I think most gun owners are in the same camp with us.
So their group is called Americans for Responsible Solutions, and it will become a political action committee to spur Congress on questions of mental health, high-capacity gun magazines, and background checks on purchases of guns.
I bought a gun at Walmart recently, and I went through a background check. Why can't we just make it more difficult for criminals and the mentally ill to get guns?
But the NRA would say to you, they can get them illegally.
I don't agree with that. The gun lobby even opposes a gun purchaser being checked against the terrorist watch list. I mean, doesn't that seem like a common sense thing to do?
But they made these arguments. The only thing that stops a bad guy is a good guy with a gun. If there'd been somebody with a gun there in that parking lot with Jared Loughner.
There was. There was somebody with a gun, other than Jared Loughner.
He says there was a man nearby who had a gun in his pocket, but almost accidentally shot the hero.
Nearly shot the man who took down Jared Loughner by a good guy with a gun.
All right, so you get the picture here as it's shaping up more and more. This is a new wrinkle that's come in this week. Former Representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband launching this political action committee, a 501c3, which is aimed at curbing gun violence. The discussion with Diane Sawyer there. This is the week of the anniversary. Actually, interesting, in Tucson, residents rang some bells on the moment that this man using the handgun with an extended magazine opened up fire on Giffords and the other people at the Safeway supermarket there. This 19 times the bell was rung, one for each of the victims. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TobeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TobeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply happy.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
After the hour, second half hour of today's discussion about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. The gun control debate continues, fueled by this new 501c3 formed by Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly. Here's Tony in Kingport, Illinois. In Tennessee, I guess, Tony, you're in Tennessee. So how do you see the discussion, the debate? Piers Morgan is front and center on it, and so is Alex Jones. Everybody wants to get in on the act, so I'm happy to listen to you, and so is the rest of the world listening to the countdown.
I simply wanted to say that a gun is an object, and it's not responsible for any of the acts of a mentally ill person.
Okay, we agree. We all know that that's the case. Anybody who's got any brains at all knows the gun can't do anything by itself. The other side of the coin is the availability of things and the reality as to whether you like the NRA or not, whether you like Wayne LaPierre or Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners Association. It doesn't make any difference if you like Alex Jones. All of that stuff is immaterial. It becomes an interesting part of the discussion, but at the end of the day, you know and I know that once Vice President Joe Biden's new gun control task force, and that's really not fair because it isn't a gun control task force, although that's really what they're aiming at. They're supposed to be taking a look at all of the things that are a part of this, that is, the violent videos, the state of drug usage by people, young people, especially in our country. All those things are part of the charge from the president. But you know and I know that these gun safety organizations and the gun owners associations are going to go back and forth, and the real issue is going to get drowned in all of the noise. That's what's going to happen. The noise that comes from Morgan, the noise that comes from Alex, the noise, it's all noise. Not that there's no criticism here coming from me. But although I was kind of upset because Alex is a pretty smart guy and I actually like listening to him, but just to yell and scream, he's puts himself on the same level as Morgan, who's basically a clown.
Very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys, it's interesting also, Tony, thanks for your call. It's interesting to note that guys like Beck and Jones have huge internet following. And one of the reasons for that is because a lot of the radio stations, don't want to get involved in the controversy anymore. You know, they say, well, we're going to put this good show on or that good show on. There are people that really like listening to Alex Jones, but most of the mainstream media won't touch him because he gets off like he did there, and they find that his positions are untenable to the advertisers. Because you think there was a problem with Rush Limbaugh last year and what he said about that woman, Miss Fluke. Can you imagine what the radio stations would say if they had a steady diet of Alex Jones? And that's too bad, because there are a lot of people who want to hear him, and they're finding him on the Internet, which is kind of sad, because we'd like to have those shows on the radio as well. Anyway, as I've said, that's not really the issue. 888-302 Doug is the phone line, toll-free. Miss Giffords and her husband wrote in an opinion article published in USA Today that the Americans for Responsible Solutions initiative would help raise money to support greater gun control efforts and to take on the powerful gun lobby. They wrote, quote, achieving reforms to reduce gun violence and prevent mass shootings will mean matching gun lobbyists and their reach and resources. They said it'll raise, they're going to raise the funds necessary to balance the influence of the gun lobby. That's pretty much what happened after Brady was shot in the Reagan assassination attempt, remember? And his organization, or his family's organization, have gone to great lengths, and they have influenced the so-called Brady Bill. It influenced gun control to a large extent. Now there's another, and Giffords, people listen to her in Congress, people in public places, they're going to listen to these arguments, and they're going to take action based on it. 888-302-DOUG. Here's Joe Bartlett talking to Richard Ayborn, who's the president of the Citizens Crime Commission in New York, about the shootings this past year, including the one in Aurora. One of the reasons Mr. Ayborn is being interviewed is because he said Congress's indifference to gun violence is, in fact, a national crime of its own.
I was intrigued by the statement that you released after the shooting that said more Americans were killed by gun violence last year than all American troops who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Congress's continued indifference to gun violence is a national crime. That's astonishing. And there seems to be no initiative now, even after the events of Colorado.
It is astonishing, and I'm very happy you're focusing on this. Americans have been lulled into believing that the war against gun violence has been won in our country, and it hasn't. We are losing young men at astonishing numbers every single day. It is indeed a national crisis, and we need to respond at the national level, and I don't know what it takes to get the attention of Congress. They just ignore this issue, and let's be honest and realistic, and they ignore it because, yes, the NRA is powerful, and they like the contributions, and they like the votes that they get. So we need to break the grip of the NRA on Congress, and I think the way we do that, I think the only way we do that, is to, A, rebuild the coalition that we had when we passed the Brady Bill and the ban on assault weapons, and I was head of the Brady campaign when we did that, so I know exactly what happened there. And secondly, and equally importantly, we need to reach out to gun owners, because gun owners and the NRA are two very different groups. Most legitimate law-abiding gun owners are abhorred at the amount of violence out there. They hate the fact that guns are being used, and they also want to see something done. So the gun control movement has to align itself with gun owners and take that coalition to Congress and say, now's the time to act. Stop listening to the NRA. They do not represent the American people.
I think that's true. We hear from a lot of those folks here on this program, and I'm sure you listen to them on some of the programs you listen to during the day. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, available at 888-302-3684. Get to a number of your calls in a matter of moments. Matter of fact, here's an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Ton Meneses, who talks to one of his callers about whether there ought to be a revival of the assault weapons ban.
Hey, Greg.
I'm going to make a couple points. And I don't know the correct quote by Thomas Jefferson, but he said that protecting our freedom depends on a well-armed militia.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those crazy militia people. Maybe let me get that out first. But the point that he was trying to make is that we need to have, when a government gets too big and starts taking away our freedoms, our citizenship needs to be able to rise up and take back the government. And they need to be able to have the same type of weapons that the government's army has. And you know, right away people say, well, Jefferson and the forefathers did foresee having the type of automatic weapons that we have. No, but the same type of flint long rifles that the army of the colonial period had were the same type of weapons that the everyday farmers and the citizens at that time had. So that's the same reasoning why I think an AR-15 or an AK-47 should be made available to the public. If our government starts to get to the point where they're taking away more and more of our freedoms. And the other point that I'd like to make is...
Craig, do you honestly think it will ever get to where the government takes away guns?
We're getting close to that. We're losing more and more of our freedoms. And if we get to the point where we're getting to a financial catastrophe and Europe starts to fall and things go into chaos here, you know, the government could start to take more and more things over. And another quote Jefferson said was, you know, if this government fails, it should be replaced by a new one that works. From time to time, tyrants it should be replaced with freedom is fed with the blood of tyrants and patriots or something like that.
888-302-3684. We'll take some of your calls on gun control and related issues. It's interesting that the state of Illinois, through its attorney general, has asked an appeals court, a U.S. appeals court, to reconsider a decision to invalidate a state law that prohibited people from carrying loaded guns outside their homes or businesses. The discussion continues. The number of people joining these gun lobbyists, the NRA and Larry's Gun Owners of America, has jumped like 90%. They're raking in the money, and they're playing. The people that are helping them the most are the guys like Joe Biden and Barack Obama. In fairness to the new gun, I call it the Gun Control Task Force, the Biden group is also meeting with representatives from the video game and entertainment industries, as well as victims groups, gun safety organizations. The White House is considering, though, the first thing they're talking about is stricter gun laws. They haven't talked much about mental health or at all about violent videos. So that's all part of the mix and part of the discussion as we continue here on our daily review of what's hot in the talk radio countdown world.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding the unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
After the hour, second half hour of today's discussion about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. The gun control debate continues, fueled by this new 501c3 formed by Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly. Here's Tony in Kingport, Illinois. In Tennessee, I guess, Tony, you're in Tennessee. So how do you see the discussion, the debate? Piers Morgan is front and center on it, and so is Alex Jones. Everybody wants to get in on the act, so I'm happy to listen to you, and so is the rest of the world listening to the countdown.
I simply wanted to say that a gun is an object, and it's not responsible for any of the acts of a mentally ill person.
Okay. We agree. We all know that that's the case. Anybody who's got any brains at all knows the gun can't do anything by itself. The other side of the coin is the availability of things and the reality as to whether you like the NRA or not, whether you like Wayne LaPierre or Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners Association. It doesn't make any difference if you like Alex Jones. All of that stuff is immaterial. It becomes an interesting part of the discussion, but at the end of the day, you know and I know that once Vice President Joe Biden's new gun control task force, and that's really not fair because it isn't a gun control task force, although that's really what they're aiming at. They're supposed to be taking a look at all of the things that are a part of this, that is the violent videos, the state of drug usage by people, young people especially in our country. All those things are part of the charge from the president, but you know and I know that these gun safety organizations and the gun owners associations are going to go back and forth, and the real issue is going to get drowned in all of the noise. That's what's going to happen. The noise that comes from Morgan, the noise that comes from Alex, the noise, it's all noise. Not that there's no criticism here coming from me, but although I was kind of upset because Alex is a pretty smart guy and I actually like listening to him, but just to yell and scream, he's puts himself on the same level as Morgan, who's basically a clown.
Very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys, it's interesting also, Tony, thanks for your call. It's interesting to note that guys like Beck and Jones have huge internet following. And one of the reasons for that is because a lot of the radio stations, don't want to get involved in the controversy anymore. You know, they say, well, we're going to put this good show on or that good show on. There are people that really like listening to Alex Jones, but most of the mainstream media won't touch him because he gets off like he did there, and they find that his positions are untenable to the advertisers. Because you think there was a problem with Rush Limbaugh last year and what he said about that woman, Miss Fluke. Can you imagine?
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and their hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving up, up and away in a beyond way to the next item of interest here. The headline screen this week, fight looms over defense pick. Choice of GOP's Hagel seen as controversial within his own party. The president announcing his choice for two major national security posts this week. Chuck Hagel, a former Republican senator and a Vietnam veteran, is the pick for Secretary of Defense, has been the one that has created the most hoopla and discussion. Matter of fact, here's an excerpt from a conversation on our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, where Gary Saddlemeyer and host Roger Olson talked to the Heritage Foundation's Ernie Ishtook, who is a former congressman from Oklahoma, about the controversy building around Hagel's selection.
Some Democrat senators over the weekend have said they're worried. They don't really like him very much, and they're willing to give him a shot, but they're skeptical. Lindsey Graham is very skeptical.
Lindsey's opposed. Graham's opposed.
Yeah, he's opposed to it now, and it's a Republican. He's just a very blunt guy, Ernest. He said we should engage Iran mm-hmm. you know, without preconditions. He says that he's had negative things to say about Israel, or at least he believes that that Hamas should be given the kind of international favor that comes with a country. He just has said blunt things that people don't like.
Yeah, I totally agree. But unless they could muster enough to do it on a filibuster, you don't expect in this political environment, you don't expect that many Democrats to oppose right. President Obama. That's the key right there. So they have been in cahoots on just about everything they do. And, you know, I don't think this is the type of thing where Democrats would say, well, it's about time that we showed some independence from President Obama.
No. But you think it'll come out? He'll come out of the committee, okay, in your view, right?
Yeah, I think right. So. The approval of Chuck Hagel, you know, I wouldn't say it's a done deal right now, but I'm just giving you my impression right here at the start.
That's going to be some interesting testimony. Well, it really is.
We talked about this earlier in the morning before you came on, Ernest. Usually it takes some sort of negative behavior to derail your confirmation. You talked about John Tower. Well, there was stuff about womanizing and boozing and all of that other stuff when he was nominated by George H.W. Bush to be Secretary of Defense back in 89. It takes that. You got to have stuff in the closet, I think.
I definitely think that's the case. And remember, with Hagel's credentials as a Vietnam veteran, and you've also got the nomination of John Kerry as Secretary of State, another Vietnam veteran, but albeit a controversial one with the Swift voting. So some people will get that mixed up a bit with, you know, two former Vietnam vets being nominated. But if nothing else, Hagel's proponents can say, hey, at least he wasn't a Swift vote Vietnam veteran the way that John Kerry was, with all that controversy.
Oh.
Hagel looks good by comparison.
Man, oh man, isn't this stuff interesting, huh? Let's move on to host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They talk about why some of the Republicans and some of the Democrats have a problem with Hagel.
What's the problem with Chuck Hagel from both some Democrats and some Republicans? And ultimately, does that mean he might be the right guy for the job or the wrong man?
Well, I think the main things are two. And one is U.S. policy with respect to Israel. And Hagel at times has been criticized for making comments about the so-called pro-Israeli lobby in Washington, D.C., having an undue influence on the United States. In that context, he has been opposed at times to some of the sanctions that have been applied against Iran, has called for openly for negotiations with Iran, and has also said that he would be opposed to any type of military action against Iran. So that has angered many people who are strong supporters of Israel on both sides of the aisle. Second, in 1998, during the nomination of a openly gay individual to become a United States Senator, then Senator Hagel openly criticized the guy, saying being gay was an inhibiting factor that should be considered as part of that nomination. He has since recanted that and apologized for that remark, but that has raised opposition from many of the gay rights groups, particularly the Democratic Party.
How do you separate the comments about the pro-Israel lobby and policy? I guess because I think it's two different issues. First off, does the pro-Israel lobby have an undue influence on the Congress of the United States and the policy of the United States?
It certainly has an influence. I think it's a matter of interpretation whether it's an undue influence or not. I mean, obviously, there's an awful lot of voters in the United States who are very strong supporters of Israel and can contribute a lot of donations to various Israeli groups. Certainly they manifest that in the people they vote for who go off to the United States Senate and to the House of Representatives. You know, the AIPAC Political Action Committee in Washington, which is the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, is certainly one of the strongest, and everyone knows that. We just witnessed that during the recent election campaign when just about every nominee had to make, a stop at the AIPAC convention to give a speech.
That's it for the countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.